Spin 103.8, you're welcome back to Spin Talk Live at Seminar in the RDS. And I have to say, the 2 years we've been here, this is the biggest crowd we've had. You're all very welcome. But listen, Rach and I know you're not here for us, you're here for the lady to my left, Dearan Garrahy. You all delighted to see her?
Kind of.
You've come straight from the stage.
Yes,
great to have you.
Thank you very much.
Your first year speaking at Seminar, how was it?
It was great. It was a little bit scary, but I think it was okay. I think it was all right.
Because, look, I get it. As a radio presenter, you're used to people not being able to see you.
Exactly.
Now, I know you're on Snapchat, obviously, you've loads of followers, but it's not the same as when they're physically in front of you.
Exactly.
Staring at you.
Yeah, so in the studio, in radio, it's just myself and Martin on the Zucker. Tune in, weeknight, 7 to 10. And then on Snapchat, like, I'm in my pyjamas in my room. So, I, you know, there are people watching, but it doesn't feel like there are. So, yeah, it's obviously that bit scarier when you're up on a stage and you can hear a pin drop. It is scary.
So what were you talking about today?
I suppose my experience with social media from the get-go up to now and the kind of arc that it's taken. You know, when I started off in social media, I had Bebo, which was back in the day, and I was in transition year, and I don't know, I won't say I was, you know, outright cyber-bullied, but I did have a bit of an experience back in the day with just, you know, I was in an all-girls school. It was, we were 16, 17, you know, and everyone's a bit hormonal and a bit, you know, whatever. So there was a bit of an issue back then. But anyway, I rode the storm, and now I have a very different experience with social media. It's part of my life every day, every minute of the day. I brought my phone on stage earlier. I didn't even realize I was doing it. I was like, I have actual separation anxiety. I can't be without it. So yeah, now I'm Snapchatting and Instagramming, and yeah, it's all go. It's all go.
When you came to work at Spin first, we all figured out fairly quickly how gassed you are. You're a great presenter, and it's great, been great getting to know you, but we didn't know about the impressions until we saw them on Snapchat.
Yes.
So was that just something that happened by accident?
So I've always done impressions. I used to always come home from school and do impressions of my teachers, or, you know, whatever, my hockey coaches, or whatever it was I was doing, and I'd make my parents be the students and my sisters be the students, and I'd get up and do it and perform. And around this time last year, I was watching obviously all the Irish bloggers like Pip O'Connor and Sumi and whoever, and I just gave an impression of them a whack, and I remember I sent it to my sisters and my friends, and they were like, Dearan, you have to go public with this, these are really funny and you have to just throw them up. I was like, absolutely not, like, these people have massive followings, their followers will come after me and kill me.
And it can be scary. We had Faces by Grace on the show with us the other day for World Mental Health Day, and I was saying to her, there isn't enough Mars pharmacy vouchers and hampers in the world that would make me do what she does, because people can be really, really harsh on Snapchat.
Really, really harsh.
So were you a bit afraid?
I was from the get-go, but I my sisters and my mom kind of said, Dearan, you know, these impressions, they're not harsh, they're not mean, you know, they're,
no, and you're not mean.
No, it's very much, I just do what they do, so I didn't feel like it was bad. And so it took me a while to kind of get the courage to actually do it, but then I did it around this time last year on Snapchat, and then I saved them and put them on Facebook, and it kind of just took off from there, and it's been mental ever since. And it's mad though, because I do them from time to time. I kind of dip in and out of them. I don't want to do them too often because I don't want people to get tired of them. So I kind of put them up now, and then maybe 4 or 5 weeks later I'll do a few new ones or whatever. So yeah.
Pip O'Connor was on Plan B with Serena not too long ago, and she spoke about kind of what you give on social media and what you keep for yourself.
Yes.
Do you have a set rule of what you'll talk about and what you won't talk about? Because like Grace said the other day, if you give too much, people feel like they own you and they can comment
exactly
on certain things.
Yeah, I think you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. There are times where I'm kind of like, okay, will I talk about this? Even just relationships and stuff. Like, I don't feel like I have to say if I'm in one or not. I'm not. But, like, sometimes, you know, if I do a Q&A or whatever, people are like, why are you single? They presume that you aren't single by choice kind of thing. And you're like, excuse me, I'm single because I want to be. But, no, there's, you know, bits involved like that. And, yeah, if I'm not feeling it, I don't go on. And I've said that before on Snapchat. If I'm quiet for a day or two, it's just because I'm not feeling it. So
okay.
I just won't go on. So I'd rather just not go on than go on and moan. Not that it's a bad thing to talk about how you feel, but I just, for me, I would rather just talk to my friends or my family about it.
Yeah, and that's something, again, I'm obviously, like, I'm referring to everyone on Snapchat because I love Snapchat so much. Rosie Connolly has spoken about that because if your business depends on it, there's a lot more pressure for certain bloggers to go on when they're not in good form, and that can be really, really difficult.
Really difficult. And as a rule for me, I'm very lucky, and I know I'm very lucky. I'm very close to my family and my friends, and I feel like I have them to talk about that kind of stuff too if I'm not feeling myself or whatever, and I just don't go online if I'm not. But for the most part, I am in good form, and I think I'm good at looking at the bigger picture, and if I'm feeling down, you know, it's not for long. I kind of snap out of it, and I'm okay in a day or two again.
Now, you mentioned the Zoo Crew and Marty, your co-presenter,
yes,
week evenings on Spin. So how's that going?
It's going fantastic. We're about 4 months in now. We didn't know each other before we started the show.
Is that weird?
It was very weird, but I actually think it was a good thing, because since we started the show, we started to get to know each other through on air. And so when I'm telling them a story, it's genuinely for the first time, you know what I mean? So I think it's a really fun way to get to know someone. And we just clicked from the start, and now we tell each other everything. I think part of it, a massive part of it, is the time that we're on air. It's 7 to 10. So it's night time, and I think
you're all supposed to be doing your homework when she's on air.
It's night time, and I think you're more open at night. Is that a weird thing to say? I think you're more like, and as well, because we're the only people in the building. It's like, if something's bothering me, he's like, here, do you want to talk about it? And I'll just tell him. And I think we've gotten closer, you know, because of that.
Are you on air tonight?
On air tonight, 7 o'clock. Tune in.
Very good. And what else have you got? Tell us a bit more before we let you go. What else is going on with you that people can be excited about or look forward to, or where can they catch you?
What else is going on? I have a comedy pilot I'm working on with RTE Player. It's going to be a combination of impressions of bloggers, original kind of skits, like Irish mammy type skits. I'm going to do impressions of a few men, I think. I don't really do them that often, but I'm going to give it a whack with the hair and makeup and green screen and all that kind of stuff. So I'm working on that at the moment, and there's a female comedy writer on board doing it with me. So we're hoping to have it filmed and up on the player by the end of November.
Brilliant. Darren, best of luck with everything in the future.
Sure,
we'll see
you
later back at the office.
See you there.
Darren, Gary, everyone, thank you all so much for coming along. We have so many guests lined up for you on Spin Talk today, live here from Seminar at the RDS. So don't go anywhere. If you want to get involved, maybe you're not here in the RDS, you can tweet us. We're at Spin1038. We'll be back after this ad break.
Spin Talk with Subway. Make work lunches fun again with a Subway platter. Subway, keep discovering.
Spin 1038.
Yeah. Join us every Friday night for our brand new show, Live Your Music, on Spin 1038 with Heineken.
Great things happen when music lovers get together. That's why every Friday we take the best music from acts hitting Dublin this summer with gig news and ticket giveaways. This week we'll be playing music from festivals that happened this year and from gigs still to come.
Live Your Music, Friday, 9 p.m. with Heineken.
Spin 1038.
Please drink responsibly. Visit drinkaware.ie.
In today's Herald, we expose the Kinahan-linked criminal posting photos on Facebook from behind bars. There's 20% off for every reader at Halloween event The Nightmare Realm. Plus, as Pat Gilroy takes over the Dublin Hurlers, we look at the top footballers who could soon be switching codes. The Herald, every side of Dublin.
OMG, OMG, the KFC Double Down is here. OMG, OMG, the KFC Double Down is here. Made with two original recipe chicken fillets, cheese and bacon. Made with two original recipe chicken fillets, cheese and bacon. If you can't beat it, double it. If you can't beat it, double it. Only at KFC. Only at KFC. Subject to availability. Available until 19th November.
At Tesco, we know how important it is to get the best value for you and your family. So we've got dinner time covered. Pick up dinner ingredients like Tesco Irish pork chops, beef burgers and chicken breasts, any three for just €10. And choose fresh veg like family pack broccoli, sweet and sweetheart cabbage, only 49 cent each. Shop in-store or online. Tesco. Every little helps.
The Creative Ireland programme is an invitation to get the entire country involved in something truly inspirational. Here are just some of the events happening in your local area this week.
Dublin City Public Libraries offer a number of inspirational events and workshops to develop your creativity this autumn. The Business Information Centre at the Central Library will host a talk by Jennifer Rothwell on starting your own fashion label on 19th of October. For more information, visit dublincitypubliclibraries.ie.
For more events in your area, see ireland.ie.
At Copan, we love a good party, and we know you do too.
So, if you're celebrating a birthday, or your best friend's heading off for a year, or you just want a great night out with your mates, then we've got you covered. Book any table at Copan for 10 or more, and we'll throw in complimentary bubbly, balloons, and one of our famous platters. And don't forget our 2 for €8 promotions, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. T's and C's apply. Copan, Lower Rathmines Road. Over 19s, please drink responsibly. Find us on Facebook and copan.ie.
Ireland's biggest and best pop-up, the Mother Cares massive warehouse event at the Gulliver Retail Park, Santry. Must end Sunday 15th. Final clearance lines added, plus all fashion now €3 or less. That's €3 or less on all fashion. The Mother Cares massive warehouse event at the Gulliver Retail Park, Santry. Must end Sunday 15th.
When you're looking for a new phone, what matters most? A, being on the right network, B, having your choice of the best new models, or C, getting a plan that suits your lifestyle. At Carphone Warehouse, we don't answer to the networks, so we don't make you choose just one. We give you all the choice. Any network, any phone, any plan. Only Carphone Warehouse. Your choice.
Dublin, get ready for WWE Live.
Thursday night, 2nd November at 3 Arena, you'll see Randy Orton, AJ Styles, Jinder Mahal, Kevin Owens, The Usos, Naomi, Charlotte Flair, Dublin's own Becky Lynch, plus many more superstars in action. Tickets are available now.
Niall Horan.
Yeah, I want you, baby,
live in concert on the Flickr World Tour 2018. 3 Arena Dublin, March 12th. With special guest, Julia Michaels. Tickets from $48.90 on sale this Friday at 9 a.m. from Ticketmaster. Additional charges may apply. VIP packages available. Niall Horan, live. Tickets on sale this Friday.
Get involved in the conversation. Call now, 01-646-1038.
This is
Spin Talk.
You're very welcome back to Spin Talk with Lauren in the RDS, live from the final day of Zeminar, the third and final day. Darren is still being mobbed. You'll all be able to see yourselves on Snapchat later. It'll be great. But for now, I'm joined by Padraig Spillane, who was on stage, first man on stage this morning.
Yeah, it was a bit tough to get on first this morning, like to be the first person out, and like especially I'm from Waterford, so it was quite a long travel up to be then first. Like I had to get the train at 6, and it was just a rough day so far.
And also, you're doing your leaving cert this year.
Yeah, it's a handy day off.
A handy day off. So what were you talking about, Padraig?
I was talking about programming, and like a lot of people now won't know what programming is, but it's the foundation of the apps that people use like every single day, like Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook. They're all made by someone in the room just developing things on a script in a certain language.
So coding.
Yeah.
How did you get into coding?
Well, I got into it after the junior cert. I just had a few friends that were into it, and then I thought that like it was actually incredible that you could make something that was integral to someone's life just by using your fingertips in your bedroom, like alone. Mm-hmm. So then that was just how I started. Like I had a want to do it.
And so after your junior cert, that's obviously transition year. You probably had a bit more time. Was there a club in your school you got involved with?
No, I'm completely self-taught. I didn't go to any clubs or anything like that. Like,
wow.
I just picked it up online.
You're one of those kids. You're like, oh, I just wanted to learn, so I taught myself.
I didn't find it that tough. Like, I was able to get through fairly quickly. And then I built a social network over the summer. It was on the same level as the ones like ICAC, but it wasn't nearly there. So, like, I couldn't get the audience to go in because there wasn't pictures available. It was just text.
Okay. And what's developed off the back of that? What have you been working on since?
Since that, like, I obviously realised the technology that was there to develop that. So then I started developing a messaging app recently. It's only, like, in the start of development now, but hopefully it'll be released around Christmas. But it's only kind of a part-time thing because obviously leaving, so it has to take the majority of my time.
Mm-hmm.
But I also got, like, loads of meetings because of the social network, because I was the only person my age in Ireland developing something like that.
Right.
So, like, I got meetings in LinkedIn. They gave me a full tour, and there's opportunities in the summer.
Is that somewhere you think you'd like to work?
If I got the opportunity to do an internship, I'd definitely go there, but I couldn't see myself doing it long term, just because after school my interest is to go into pharmacy. I know it's completely different from computers,
where did that come from? You want to do pharmacy, really?
Yeah, I'm just interested in maths and chemistry, so like that's what that comes out of.
Okay, I have no doubt you're going to have loads of options this time next year when the Leaving Cert results come out. I understand you're also very passionate about mental health and using your skills and your interest in programming to help work with, you know, people involved in mental health in Ireland.
Yeah, so it wasn't like I'm not exactly like an advocate of mental health, but I was just looking at specific areas of health that actually they didn't have anything to do with technology in them, and it was just clear the mental health didn't have much of the standard that could be built.
Mm-hmm.
And like I'm only on my own, so I can't build anything to the standard like what bigger companies can make. But I just wanted to actually have a positive like outcome of what I was doing.
Mm-hmm. And so how do you think, you know, if there is any mental health advocates listening who might need to be steered in the right direction of what they can be doing better, what would you suggest to them?
My suggestion is that, like, in a lot of areas, technology is the future, and I believe it's the future in every single area at the moment, and it's definitely the area that, like, that's most promising for mental health. The way I went about it was developing an anonymous social platform so nobody could see who posted what, so there'd be a stigma towards if somebody said they were feeling bad after a day. But I just think that's the right way to go about it.
Mm-hmm. The thing with some anonymous platforms, though, is it can become quite negative as well because people can post anonymously.
Yeah, so what I did was I removed comments completely and it was only liked-based. And what it was done was, as the post was put up, I recognised that like likes are subjective and people don't like to see that they only got 5 if someone else got 500.
Yes.
But you had to put in something that gave the user some kind of were that they were joined with the other user base.
Yes, yeah. They feel involved.
Yeah, but it's just a lot less, there's a lot less things that can come from that than from comments. Like, comments can get very, very serious very quickly.
Really fascinating speaking to you, Padraig, and well done on your speech today. It can't be easy being the first person getting up on stage, but you did it. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. It was the one or two moments where I stuttered or whatever, but it was okay for your first time.
Yeah, you did great. And you have to go home now. You have to kick back for the afternoon after being up so early this morning and then back to study, no doubt, tomorrow.
Yeah.
The very best of luck with you, best of luck to you this year and your leaving cert, and no doubt we'll speak again in the future.
Thanks.
Padraig Splann there, he is just 18. He was speaking this morning about programming and developing apps and all the work he does, and as he mentioned, very passionate about mental health as well. We have so many more great guests lined up for you today on Spin Talk. We're live from Seminar at the RDS.